encouraging both sides to fight one another, brother against brother. Few fights had more vengeance and personal gain behind them than between Hiker Wallace and Thad Reinhardt. Then it appeared that Hiker Wallace had won, sending Thad Reinhardt to the depths of defeat. However, the leader of the Dragon Elite hadn't seen what was coming next. Overnight, mortals weren't able to see magic anymore. And suddenly, the precious moral adjudicators for the mortals were utterly useless. Talon Sinclair had felt no better victory than when the Dragon Elite sulked away to their headquarters, not to be seen again. However, the Dragon Elite was composed of angel riders, those who wanted to do right by the world. The biggest nuisance for Talon Sinclair because they poked their noses where they didn't belong. Once they were gone, there was only one group to take care of the Demon Dragon Riders. They kept to themselves without Thad Reinhardt's leadership. However, they were still individually powerful, and if left unchecked, they might reform a group, one that could take over the magical world. Talon Sinclair couldn't allow that to happen. Expertly, he'd called all the Demon Dragon Riders to that spot, inviting them on false grounds, using personal reasons that appealed to the riders' particular interests. It wasn't hard since they were selfish-minded. Once there, the Demon Dragon Riders' magic was disabled at the House of Seven, and the ambush commenced. Talon Sinclair looked out over the battlefield littered with dead bodies and smirked. Dragon and Rider must have been so perplexed without magic that they didn't see the first or second blows coming. By then, their swords and fire were useless against the five warriors for the House of Seven that Talon had enlisted for the tasks, led by his very own relative, Cassius Sinclair. The counselor strode over to where the warriors all stood at attention, their focus on him. Many gave Talon looks of fear. He told them that the Demon Dragon Riders were threats and convinced them that they needed to exterminate them. These warriors wouldn't question Talon, which was why he picked them. Cassius Sinclair, Salope Sheen, Lucille Montavani, Jazbella Acker, and Enzo Bernardi. Talon left the Beaufonts and Takahashis out of the lineup, knowing that they'd ask too many questions. They'd argue that there were other methods besides murder. They'd ruin everything. But they hadn't. And now he'd done it. There might be a few Demon Dragon Riders left in the world, but like the Dragon Elite, they were powerless in this world that Talon Sinclair was quickly taking.